Several years ago, our family went snow skiing. And one of my favorite things that I've ever done as a father was to ski with my kids down a pretty significant slope. And then when we got to a stopping point or to the bottom of that hill, to turn them around and have them look at what they had just conquered. And then I would say with excitement in my voice, "You want to do it again?" Sometimes the answer, after having looked at the scale of the accomplishment, sometimes the answer was, "No, absolutely not." You see, in the actual event of skiing, there's adrenaline. But once you get finished and you look back towards what you just did, you recognize the magnitude of it and you don't think that you have it in you to do it again. The adrenaline is gone and fear rises and it incapacitates you, even though you were just successful. Well, this seems to be the possible case with David in 1 Samuel chapter 27. There was a great victory in chapter 26, and now looking back at what is left of that victory, namely that Saul was not repentant at all, which left David on the run, the prospect of keeping up the fight seems to have worn him down. More exile, more running. You know, this has been going on for 8 to 10 years now in the life of David. And it wasn't just David, it was David's 600 men. But that 600 men was nothing compared to the army that they were up against, the 3,000 choice men of Saul. And then we're told that it's not just David's mighty men, but also wives and children, including two of David's own wives. David is the leader. He's responsible not just for their safety, but for those wives and children. And food. Where do you find the food? You know, a band of warrior men might put up with the life of exile and hiding and fighting and midnight escapes and daring raids, but not the wives and the children. They wouldn't put up with that. And David has been at this time and time again. When will it let up? When will it settle down? I can't imagine the pressure, the mental exhaustion, the spiritual fatigue David must have been under, the longing for peace and quiet and stability and ease. And it's at that point that we need to be aware of temptation. You know, as we think about the Sunday that is before us and all the events that took place in what we call Passion Week, we're kind of at that point in the week where Jesus warned his disciples, "Take heed and watch lest you enter into temptation." Do you know what the temptation was in that particular situation for the disciples? It was sleep. The temptation to rest and sleep in such an important time of their lives. They were afraid. Jesus had just told them that he was leaving. Judas had just walked out. Tensions were high. It could be very easy for us to look at a passage like this in 1 Samuel chapter 27 without giving it much thought and just say, "Well, David just should have trusted God more," without giving any thought to the stress and the pressure and the turmoil and the ache in his life. And many of you can identify with David right here, can't you? When will this end? You've been fighting against the enemy. You've been having victories, learning spiritual truths, but things in your life just don't seem to change or be advancing at all, and you just want a vacation from it all. Let's just stop the roller coaster because you want off of it. And it's at that point that you must be on guard against temptation to lay down and quit. As you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kimbugu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.